Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Haley Reardon is a folk artist with over a decade of experience developing her sound. Hailing from Massachusetts, Haley has quickly jumped onto the scene with recognition from WBUR's Tiny Desk Contest and earning an artist residency in Germany. The music is deeply rooted in her life adventures as a world traveler and showcases influences from flamenco to traditional folk sounds. Currently touring the West Coast, Haley will be performing at the Sophia Theater in Sacramento tonight to showcase her latest music. And Haley joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, your father encouraged you, really, your music development at such a young age. How did that help foster the artist and musician that you've become?
Yes. My dad was so supportive early on. I mean, I started writing songs when I was 11 and I wanted to sing them, and there was nowhere to do that without going to bars and stuff, and I couldn't drive. And my sweet dad, I would print out lists of open mic nights around New England where I'm from, and he would say, which ones you want to go to, and he would drive me, and I kind of got hooked on it with some help. I needed a driver.
You have traveled all over the world. Have you been to Sacramento before?
I have never been to Sacramento. I've never been or performed here, so it's a first.
Hopefully you'll have a great time. The Sophia is a wonderful venue. You're no stranger, really, to NPR. You were featured on WBUR in Massachusetts, their Tiny Desk Contest. We have one here as well at Cap Radio. You made the top 25 entries in 2021. That must have felt amazing.
Yeah, for New Englanders. Yeah, it was a very nice, honor, and also just to feel part of the New England folk community, which is so alive and is what, you know, how I became who I am as an artist. It was an honor for sure.
What folk musicians and artists do you look up to that help shape the work that you do?
Oh, well, it's very rooted again in my New England upbringing. I love Anais Mitchell and a songwriter named Laurie McKenna. People I grew up going to see in folk clubs that my parents would take me to. You know, when I learned that concerts could happen in small, intimate rooms and not in stadiums. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to listen to your clip, your Tiny Desk clip, and it's called After You.
I dream that you were blind and I went walking, looking for the light. But then I lost it, trying to bring the right thing home to you. I see now that nothing is a waste until it runs out. I built myself a castle just to climb down, rifles through the fragments of my youth. I've got
it. You know, you talked about you performed in venues before you even knew how to drive. I would imagine performing in your childhood bedroom with a phone in your hand was a little different.
Yes, on my childhood desk. Yes. Full circle.
Yeah, full circle. And it was quite successful. You know, your talent and your career has led you to get a scholarship, a residency program in Germany. How did that shape your EP that is now out in the good light?
Oh, my goodness. I toured so much in Germany over the past few years and then was offered this residency, which was really a chance to like stay in one place and go deeper into the community there. But being me, I feel like a spider with like all these tentacles out in a million places. And that led me to Barcelona to work with an amazing producer and flamenco guitarist named Pau Figueres. To me, it's all part of this one chapter of like European adventures where I was living in Germany, but recording in Spain and touring all over. But it's enriched my creative journey in so many ways that I, you know, wouldn't have uncovered had I stayed in my safe little home. So it's been fun.
Yeah, well, that collaboration with Pau, you released a live session. And so we're going to take a listen to Awake in Berlin.
It's 2 a.m. I'm awake in Berlin for the first of two shifts. You are on your way into that restaurant on 12th. that I never liked. There's a word for this feeling here, Einsamkeit. And while I'm asleep, you are driving back home to the place where we lived. Now you live there alone, where we'd hide from the landlord and the weird girls upstairs. My guitar's in your closet, I know it's safe there. And I finally figured it out. For the first time, something's clear. There's no way of summing this up except to say that I don't know how I feel. And I'm not sure I ever.
You lived in Germany and you collaborated with a Catalonian artist in Spain. What was the experience like? How did it shape your work and your art working with people in different countries with different languages and musicians from different backgrounds, vastly different than yours?
Yeah, it was so inspiring. It kind of showed me that I can find home in so many places. And yeah, in some ways, I felt the most connected I've ever felt to collaborators, even though there were all these barriers. Like, I'd be working with Pau and our engineer, Aniol, and they're speaking Catalan, and I don't know what they're saying, and then I'm interjecting in English. But we almost had to rely more on other forms of, like, resonance, and it sort of deepened my experience of collaboration. And same thing for my time in Germany. My writing was so steeped in the sort of alienness, but also familiarity of being in a foreign place and having to kind of connect in different ways. Everything felt deeper.
I love that you said that you can find home in many places. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that so many people can resonate with. Mm-hmm. You know, Spotify, which has become a powerhouse in showcasing new and upcoming talent, your music has been featured in really carefully curated folk playlists. I would imagine that has helped your career, but I'm also curious, how does it feel to be recognized in that way?
It's affirming. I mean, I've been working on this thing, on my craft, on what I do since I was 12, it feels like, writing my little songs and playing my little shows. So it's definitely affirming to have people say, oh, we like this. We want to put this in with songs that, in the playlist example, like put these songs beside songs that I admire and artists that I admire. So it's affirming. And the creative process still feels exactly the same. It's still, you know, always a mystery and an exploration, and then what happens happens.
Well, what's happening is good.
Yes.
In 2017, you updated America the Beautiful and you added lyrics to really reflect the current modern realities that we live in now. So let's take a quick listen to your version of America the Beautiful.
How beautiful through spacious sky, and amber waves of grain for country stores and dive bars. But everybody knows your name. For purple mountains' majesties above the fruited plain. For the woman reading to a child on a crowded city subway. For the Black Lives that matter more than they'll ever know. And for the grown man who's crying, where, oh, where did my life go? America the beautiful, America the heartbreak, America the prideful.
Still yearning despite her mistakes. What inspired this modern update?
You know, when I was very young, I used to go to my grandfather's house every day after school. And for some reason, his activity for us was to learn and sing all of the American patriotic songs. And that's like my earliest memories of singing. So this song has always been kind of on my heart. And then in 2017, it was Trump times, and the song popped in my head one day, And that line, America, the beautiful, had such weight to it. It felt so poignant. And I picked up my guitar and it just sort of poured out this idea of, you know, the beauty being in question, but still being inherently there and kind of weeding through the mess to get back to the beauty in the heart.
What response have you received in the years since?
A positive response. I mean, that song, yeah, that song has connected with people, I think. And it's only felt more and more kind of resonant as time goes on, you know?
Haley Reardon is a folk artist performing at the Sophia Theater in Sacramento tonight and then moves on to Los Angeles in a few days. Thank you so much for joining us, Haley.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great time. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producers are Megan Minata, Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineers are Antonio Munez and Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.